Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, more about the after-school program. I know big things going on with after-school programs. I'm a proponent of one back in my day, and I love to see that it gets continued.
Yeah, well, so we have what we call an art after-school program, which is basically once a month in the Payola office and then once a month in the Mound City office. We get it together from 4 to 5, any youth ages 7 to 18, and we do an art project of some kind. Like this month in February, we're doing decoupage with some napkins, paper napkins, and tissue paper. And learning about decoupage, it's a great opportunity for our kids to kind of learn some new techniques and explore the different mediums of art as well. We also are doing it in March, and March is alcohol markers, so they're going to be coloring and kind of exploring using alcohol markers. And in April, we're going to do thank you notes. So there's lots of different things we've done in arts after school, and it kind of continues throughout the school year, basically, until April. So it's a great way for 7 to 18-year-olds to learn more about their art project and explore some creativity and do their own thing. So it is a free workshop right now because we have sponsorships for it. It is in the Payola office. The March one is coming up quick, so be looking on our website because we'll get that information out this week on that. So like I said, it's 7 to 18, free for anyone to you, and we are offering it in the Payola and Mound City offices from 4 to 5 p.m. So it's great for, you know, homeschoolers, anyone who can make it to Payola or Mound City by 4 p.m. can come and join us for our after school.
Sounds like a great time. Make sure everybody get yourself signed up. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.